Welcome, everybody, to Purpose Talk Radio. Share with us an hour of sacred space on the airwaves. Enjoy the conversations, the inspiration, and the power of purpose. Once again, we're coming live to you from Oregon and Northern Germany, and we're grateful we can be of service here and now. The angels and spirits are guiding us to deliver insightful messages that touch your heart and soul. Soul is what matters, and today's topic is laughter for the soul.
Purpose Talk Radio is our service to inspire you, to tickle your imagination, and to invite you to listen to your heart. You'll hear some practical advice on how to connect to your inner wisdom using shortcuts that take you directly to the core. So lean back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Barbara and I have accepted our roles as messengers for the angels in the spirit world, and we deliver vital information from the non-physical world to the here and now.
We both have a solid connection to our spirit guides and angels and are sometimes still somewhat surprised by the fact that we are doing what we are doing.
Well, that's for sure. And it's a huge joy for us to assist you in connecting with your soul and spirit.
And you have the chance to call into this show later on and get your personal mini reading from both of us. We invite you to call and speak live on the air with us. You can call in toll-free in the U.S. and Canada on 888-627-6008. That is 888-627-6008. Join us live on the show and share your personal message from the spirit world and the angels with our listeners.
And you can also book us for coaching sessions and intuitive readings from the spirit world on our websites at www.BarbaraPatterson.info, that's www.BarbaraPatterson.info, and www.JanRevell.com, that's JanRevell.com.
And today's topic is laughter for the soul. So, Jan, how can we put more laughter into our lives by connecting with our souls?
Well, I really got into this by looking at some movies that I enjoy. So I'm going to share those with you because they just make me laugh out loud. And there's a couple of books that I like when I want to get some laughter, too. Because I think laughter is really important for us to lift us up and make us feel lighter and better. So some of my movie recommendations to start with are The In-Laws with Michael Douglas and Albert Brooks. And I don't remember the name of the guy who played the pirate guy. But I tell you what, I had some belly laughs on that movie. That was so fun. I love Mamma Mia because I think it's uplifting. And Judith heard me laughing about this one. I love Sleepless in Seattle. Especially when they're sitting together and the girl is talking about the story of how Cary Grant discovers that Deborah Carr is sitting there with her little legs all shriveled up under the blanket. And the guys are looking at her like she's out of her mind. And then they start talking about the movie, and I don't remember the name of it, but it's a war movie. And these guys are sitting in a tank and they're getting blown to pieces. And these two guys are sitting there just crying about these, oh, they dropped that bomb. Now. I was hysterical laughing about that one. And one of my favorites, I have to tell you, I have never liked war movies, violent movies, or horror movies because they're just too real and they scare me. But long ago, I read an article in a newspaper about the new movie that was coming out that was Rambo and how satirical it was. I mean, I would never have gone to see it, but this guy was talking about how it was a satire and how Rambo takes on the whole Russian army and the whole American army, the armies of the world, and he wins. And I thought, well, I got to go see this. So I go to this movie. I'm sitting in this big darkened theater. There's not a whole lot of people there. And all of a sudden this scene happens where there's a riverbank and everything's just dark, and you see the water, and you see the muddy bank, and all of a sudden, Rambo opens his eyes and steps out from the bank, and I burst out laughing in the middle of the theater. Nobody around me appreciated my sense of humor, but I thought it was pretty darn funny. So Barbara, do you have any funny things you like to share?
Yeah, as you were saying, like watching things, there's many visual people who can just get to those belly laughs by watching stuff on TV or watching a movie, watching a film. And nowadays we have the internet to help us and to support us there. And just today I was typing into YouTube, actually, Laughter for the Soul, and then it didn't really come up with anything that I found connecting between my soul and me. So I went on looking, and then I found something. And what connects me most, I don't know if it has to do with me being a mother myself, but I do recall before I was a mother, even babies. When babies laugh, they're so innocent, and it's just pure soul laughter. And so I posted something on my Facebook page today about these quadruplets. And the daddy is just holding the camera, and he just says, okay, daddy's going to make you laugh now. And they're, 6 months old or something. And he just makes a funny face or something, and they just start giggling. And it's so heartwarming, and I can't stop smiling when I see things like that, especially when it's babies. And that is something that is so pure that I think it's very, very much possible to connect with our soul, or that our soul can connect with us through watching babies laugh or children.
Yeah, there is something. Yeah.
Sorry?
Go ahead. You were going to say something.
Yeah, it's those, it's the things that kids do, and the things that happen with kids, and the stuff that babies can laugh about. They just get themselves into hysterical giggle fits with no real reason, and that is what I enjoy so much myself as well. It doesn't really happen often enough, I must say. I'd love to have this more often, falling into hysterical giggle fits myself, that the tears are streaming down my face, because I enjoy it so much. And then the muscle ache days later, because it was such intense laughter. It just releases so much tension from my body. I experience every time, and it's just pure fun. That I really enjoy that.
So what do you do when you're feeling tense or uptight? Things haven't been going right, and you know you need something uplifting or some laughter. What do you do? Do you have some particular?
Well, one thing I do is, I think I mentioned that last week as well, is dancing in my kitchen. Dancing and singing in my kitchen. And the louder the music, the better. And the better the song, and the more favorite songs I listen to, the better for me. And then my family just has to endure this because I just enjoy it so much. And they do accept it in a way. And it just gets me out of any moods or anything that makes me, too deep in thought sometimes, or just too focused on one thing. And then I realize that I'm not really having fun with this. So I just need to catapult myself out of this. And the best way that works for me, and the fastest way, is music. Music connects me with my soul straight away.
Mm-hmm. And so why do you, this is Jan, and I'm asking you, Barbara, why do you think that laughter is so important for the soul?
Well, I think that our soul wants us to enjoy life, or our soul wants to enjoy life, because the soul is a part of us. And what we do, being grown up, being serious about our job, our business, our life, our relationship, our friendships, our everything, our finances, we get very, very, very serious oftentimes. And that is good, because especially now with the Mercury in retrograde situation, it's very important to look out for details and to check the details. But who says that we can't have fun while we do that? And that is something that kids, they just do it. They just live the moment. They're in the present moment most of the time, unless they start listening to the grown-ups and get into systems of school, society, what have you. And grown-ups, we're just so used to being serious that there is much fun that we're missing out on. And I do believe, seriously, that fun is a big part in our life that our soul wants us to enjoy.
Well, I know sometimes when I'm doing an angel reading, I sure see the angels laughing and dancing. So I think that you're right about that. But, you know, it takes me back to reading the book Neil Donald Walsh, one of his books on conversations with God. And the conversation that he was talking about has to do with, for instance, a woman who is a single mom, has taken a job that she hates in order to support her children. And what God is saying here is that to remember that that job that you took is a choice. And you took it for a particular reason. And so the only thing you can do is to change your attitude about it. If you continue to hate it, it will continue to be a hateful job. But if you bring love to that job, then it changes everything. So if you bring love to your attitude, and to me, love and laughter are very intertwined with each other. But if you bring love to your attitude that you're doing something that you chose for a particular reason and you don't like it, but if you can change that and bring love to it, then it is going to change the entire situation for the better. So I find that a really important thing for me. And, you know, I'm going to go back too to talk about when the first time I found out about angels. I was 4.5 years old, and I was walking with my father at night. My father had died, and he came to visit me at night, and the sunshine was just beautiful on the field, and there was green grass everywhere, and there was this old falling down shanty somewhere on the side, and he was walking towards me, and I ran, and I threw myself into his arms. And we laughed, and we talked, and we walked all night long. And that brought me so much incredible joy. And that happened right up until I was 13 years old. It wasn't every night, but it was often enough that I felt so incredibly loved by my father. And every time I think about that experience, I think of sunshine, and I think of lightness, and I think of laughter and joy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there comes this innocence in again, and the pure enjoyment of being with a loved one, which, especially now with the festive season knocking on the door, is sometimes is a challenge for some families or for couples that have the in-laws in or the parents in. Once in a year that we sit together in such a tight space that we enjoy a meal together and that we're trying to enjoy a lovely holiday. And sometimes it just turns out not so lovely after all because we're taking it too serious. And there might be challenges coming in from the past, situations that haven't been resolved. So we're sitting there and then all of a sudden we're finding ourselves arguing with each other. And where's the fun in that? There is not so much fun. So over the years, this frenzy about Christmas has to be in a certain way or other holidays, this, just the same thing, is stressing us out ever so much. And by stressing ourselves out, we're walking out of the fun zone. We're walking out of the joy zone. So coming back into the joy is ever so important, no matter what we do, if it's the holidays, if it's just being with ourselves, if we're celebrating alone, if we're with family members that we haven't seen in a while, if there's unresolved situations or issues, get the fun back in there. Don't take ourselves too serious and take a deep breath and just try to get back to that place of joy, which is coming from the soul.
You know, I used to find when I'd go back and visit my family after being gone for a long time, I always felt like I had to live down to their image of me. And I was never very successful at it. So it always ended up in some sort of argument. It was not a good relationship. And one year, I was going to go back to that area for a course in mindfulness meditation. And I said, I'm not even going to tell my family that I'm there. I'm just going to go and enjoy myself and be who I am for once and not try and live down to their image of me. So I didn't tell them I was going. Well, I had told my mother I was going to go, so she, of course, told everybody else. And it was amazing to me because by being true to myself and by being the joyful person that I normally am, when I went back there, everybody wanted to be around me. They wanted to do things for me. They wanted to spend time with me. And it was so amazing after all those years of tension and going along with the scripts that we build of he said, she said stuff, that we can't seem to get out of. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be who I am. And it changed everything about that whole situation. It was really quite a delightful time. But I have to admit that my best holidays have been spent either alone, like out at the coast, or with friends, and not necessarily with family. So I think family is our challenge in life, and somehow we have to figure out how to bring the laughter in when we're dealing with families at the holidays. So how do you do that? I know you have a family member staying with you or coming to visit with you. How do you do that?
Well, we have a good trick. We have two small children. So that gives it a natural thing, because, you know, you can't be serious all the time and have serious arguments and discussions when such active kids are around. And our kids are pretty active and energetic. So that alone is going to just release some tension if there's going to be tension building up. And then it's taking walks, you know, not sticking to the kitchen table all the time or sitting at the dining table. You know, I mean, using the space that we have, going out, do some shopping when the shops are open, and just enjoy being with each other. And we've got my mother-in-law coming over, and she hasn't seen the children in about 6 months now, so she's really looking forward to come and see the kids, which the kids are going, oh yeah, Nana's coming over, so they can't really wait to see her either. So they'll have fun together. That's the good thing, because when there's kids around, most of the time you can just use them for fun situations in a good way, in a respectful way. And kids don't let themselves be used in any other way anyway, because they realize what's going on and they just walk out of the room and go play in their own room and leave the grown-ups alone being serious. That's the good thing, because when we look at the children, when we have children around, they always reflect what's going on, and they reflect when the tension's going up and when the situation is getting too serious. So if we are consciously looking at the children that are around us, they signal very clearly. They don't have to say anything. It's just by looking at them and watching how they move. Are they very relaxed? Are they happy in the situation, that we can see, should we change the subject, or should we just, you know, change locations, go into a different room, or just go out for a walk? And then, yes, TV helps, or the internet helps, because there's enough funny movies for Christmas, and maybe go to the cinema, go to the movies, and watch a family film together as well, whatever really fits. Our kids, we don't really go to the movies yet because they're too small for that, and I don't really want to force them into a situation where they have to sit in the dark for 1.5 hours to watch a movie, which they haven't experienced so far. So we'd rather, if we get some snow, we'll go out and do a snowball fight, for example, which is a really good way of getting into fresh air and just releasing tension, because snowball fights are fun.
They sure are.
Well, so far we haven't had any snow, so don't know. There's still time until Christmas.
Do you usually get a lot of snow, though, don't you?
Depends. Last year we had quite some snow. It was enough snow for at least 2 winters. So I'm pretty happy about not having any snow, to be honest.
Well, Barbara, I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to ask Judith a question, because she's sitting right here. And while you're thinking of the answer, do your kids have any favorite jokes? So if you'd think about that for a minute, I'm going to ask Judith if you would do a tarot card for us on laughter for the soul. And while Judith's doing the card, Barbara, did you think of anything?
But it's, you know, what they really enjoy and what they really love is when we are all together and we do tickles together. So it doesn't have to be a verbal joke, really, because that would require lots of concentration, which I don't expect from them. When it's about jokes and it's about having fun. What they really enjoy is jumping around in puddles outside when it's raining, for example. Simple things, really. If they could, they'd go barefoot all winter long, you know. And my son is asking, can we go to the swimming pool, which is an open-air swimming pool. It's the river right outside the house here. And I'm trying to explain to him that it's freezing cold outside. The air is freezing cold in the water. And he says, no, it's not. You know, it's kind of hard to explain these things. So what they really enjoy is action. In the way of if we just, they ask for it, that we tickle their bellies and everything else, just to be together and have some fun time. And then there's lots of laughter, and that is laughter from the soul.
All right. Thank you. Well, Judith drew a card, so I'm going to ask her to talk about it.
Thank you very much. Well, this is the Prince of Swords, and it's showing the charioteer. The prince is sitting in the chariot and cutting loose on three different figures, three different ways of laughter every single day. And by the same token, you can use those three figures that could be three different situations that you can turn around and find laughter or joy in whatever negative situation is going on. So that's what I'm feeling today for laughter for the soul with the Prince of Swords.
All right.
Thank you, Judith.
Okay. I think we need to get somebody to call in here and tell us a joke. I need it. I want a joke. Okay. Who out there is going to call in and give us a joke? And in the meantime, tell us, what else do you have planned for Christmas there, Barbara, with the kids and with your mother-in-law?
Well, Christmas decorations started yesterday. That's Daddy's job, really. He takes out those Christmas decorations, and then we decorate the artificial tree, because so far it doesn't make sense to have a real tree with a three-year-old very energetic boy running around the house. There wouldn't be any needles left on the tree 2 days later. So we have a really tiny little tree with unbreakable decorations, really, that's decorated. And then my mother-in-law is coming over on Wednesday. We'll probably go and do some last-minute gift shopping. And then see what happens. Make it really comfortable. We have a turkey dinner on the 25th. We kind of mix the traditions here because my husband's from Ireland. So Ireland celebrates Christmas on the 25th. Germany celebrates Christmas on the 24th, really, like opening the presents and Santa comes and everything else. So we kind of mix it. And on the 24th, my daughter has she's in the church choir here, and they are doing the traditional Christmas play, which is about the story about Jesus being born and everything else. So they've been doing lots of practicing here, and that's going to be pretty interesting. Give me a second. Sorry, my cat is starting to talk. Sorry, I'll be back in a sec.
Now that brings laughter. We have Patty coming into the kitchen saying, let me out, let me. Oh, we were talking, Barbara and I were talking the other day, and I let out a meow when the cat was there, and she told me to stop because the cat was ready to turn around and find out where was the other cat that was in the house.
he was getting really aggressive, checking for who does he have to defend his territory against. So, choir practice, she has that play on the 24th, which is going to be fun in itself, because if we're trying to go as the whole family, we'll probably have to split up 10 minutes after we enter the church, because my son doesn't really want to sit there for 1 hour. He'll just want to have a look around, walk around, run around, have a bit of a dance or something, and so one of us is probably going to take him out for a walk then, because, that's lots of energies in a church, but it's going to be full of people because they all come to enjoy this. There's going to be many children, lots of excitement. We'll just try and avoid tension there with so many people being together. And then afterwards, it's going to be really quiet. We'll probably have one or two presents for the kids, that Santi was there, the German Santi was there on the 24th in the afternoon. And then the traditional way of opening the presents in the morning of the 25th and having a turkey dinner.
Ooh, that's all right.
So what's happening on your side of the world then, Jen? How are you celebrating?
Well, I was just thinking about Jay running around in the church, you know, a three-year-old, and you said there were going to be a lot of other kids there. How many three-year-olds do you think are going to be there running around? Around the church.
Quite some. Believe me.
Are you going to take them all outside for a walk?
No. Or? No. I'm just going to take my son and some peace and quiet.
Well, it's the time when there's all kinds of decorations around, and so I drive around and see all the the lights and amaze myself at some of the things that people do with the lights. I mean, some of them are just so sedate and really quite nicely put together, and some of them are so over the top that it's absolutely astounding, and you have to sit there and just look at it for a while. I remember when I lived in Florida, there's a man, he probably is still doing it, but he has his lights set up to a computerized thing. He has over 6 miles of electrical cord running. He's got high voltage things set up so that nobody touches it, and it's pretty amazing to go and look at it. But mostly I just go and look at the lights, and I have a collection of Christmas movies that you would not believe. I must have 25 Christmas movies because I'm a real sucker for Christmas movies. So I watch a new Christmas or a different Christmas movie each night and come up with different favorites all the time as well. One of my favorites is The Polar Express.
Oh, yeah.
That's that one.
Good one.
That one I enjoy, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
You're going to take it nice and easy for Christmas.
I'm going to take it real easy. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to spend time just being quiet. One of my favorite Christmases has been to be totally alone and have a day of silence. That's something that is so refreshing for me and energizing. I absolutely love having that where there's the obligatory phone calls and then you're done. And then it's a complete day of silence with no interaction with anybody else. I stay off the computer, I stay off the phone, and I just meditate or listen to music or write in a journal or do something that makes me feel really refreshed and really good.
Very nice. I found I have a good Facebook friend. Her name is Tracy Brooks, and she has a Facebook page called Soul Beckon. And she's been on a creative role all day yesterday, and so I asked her, would there be something that would fit today's topic for our show? And she sent me a poem, and I'd like to read this poem to all of you. It's called Barefoot. Earth so solid, grass so green, the sweetest toes I've ever seen. Smile so radiant, hands so small, in this moment I have it all. Dirt so pure, water cold, here is where my heart unfolds. Play with me, mama, dance with me, sing with me, let your soul go barefoot. And she wrote that last year for her now 2-year-old son. That's just so beautiful because it has this pure essence of being innocent and just having soul joy, enjoying being a soul as kids do.
That is beautiful. Wow. I'm impressed with that one. Well, let's take a really quick break here and do some advertisements and then come back and take some callers. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and do your ad?
Okay. Barbara Patterson, Caressing the Soul. Check out my services on barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. Come join the Soul Healing Circle on Facebook, a complimentary service from us to you to meet members of your soul family. Type Soul Healing Circle into your Facebook browser and join in. Gift yourself or your loved ones an intuitive reading with messages from Spirit, a nice treat for Christmas and not just for Christmas. This service is available as weekly guidance also. Come join me. I'm looking forward to walking with you. barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. Thank you.
That's really nice. So I'm going to have to ad-lib one because I didn't make up an ad. And we're going to have to do this sometime where we get our ads done professionally, and then there'll be music that'll lead into it and lead out of it and all that. So I'm Jan Revell, and I have a Facebook page called Angelic Guidance and Notes from an Angel. And I offer weekly angelic guidance sessions and coaching, whether it's business coaching or personal, it makes no difference. The angels are with us at all times. And not just angels with wings, although a lot of them do have wings, but people who've passed on, no longer in physical form, who have something important that they want to tell you for your highest good and highest good of all of us. And you can go to janrevell.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V-E-L-L. V as in Victor, ELL.com, and find my coaching programs and angelic reading offerings there. And then you can email me, and we'll get together and do this thing. So, thank you.
Cool. Thank you. And now we have Tracy on line three. Tracy, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
How are you?
Is this Tracy of the beautiful poem?
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Well, thank you.
I'm so happy to finally be able to talk to you. I'm very much enjoying the show. I'm glad that the kids are, it's a little bit crazy here, but so if we hear any kids screaming or cats meowing, please, you'll understand, but I'm laughing about it.
So you wrote that poem for your son, what, a year ago?
Yes. Yes, I wrote it when he was just starting to walk, and we were playing in the backyard, and that's when I'm like Barbara was talking about how the kids are just so good at just being in the moment and just making you really just have fun and enjoy what's right in front of you. So that's just my favorite, my happiest poem ever. So, and I still feel that way. Like we still play and get barefoot and dirty every day. So that's what brings me the best joy, is just watching my kids and also my kids and my cat and my dog. So everyone together is quite a fun experience.
Sounds like it. So what do you have planned for the holidays, Tracy?
Well, we're having my oldest daughter and her fiance are going to come over. So we'll have all four kids here, and my dad will come by, and the kids and I are planning to make we're going to make lasagna, but we're going to do it a few days before, and you know, because it's going to be a lot of mess and a lot of time, and we decided, well, you know, we'll just have fun cooking all week, and then on Christmas we'll just kind of warm everything up and enjoy the company and try to just be in the moment and celebrate. So we're looking, it's just weird because where I am, I'm from New York, so I'm used to it being really cold, but here it's like it's so warm right now. I mean, it's like 80 degrees and it doesn't feel very much like Christmas yet.
Where are you, Tracy? Where are you living?
Right, Florida.
Florida.
Did I hear you say that? Yeah, is that where you grew up?
No, I lived there for 3 years to take care of my mother until she died.
Okay.
But I tell you what, I've never seen so many Christmas decorations as I did in Florida. They really, they can put up all those balloon figures and things because they've got the great weather for it. So they really go all out.
They go really all out, and it's really cool to see the way that people put the Christmas lights around the palm trees. So that's pretty, that's fun. So
yeah.
I'm a bit jealous here, I must say.
Well, yeah, Tracy, your lasagna story, I'd like to share a little story to go with that. Some years ago, I was teaching middle school girls a baking class, and one of the things that we did was make our own noodles. And the father of one of the daughters was Italian, so he came in and he taught the girls how to make the sausage for the lasagna, and we ended up with a lasagna dinner, well, for the parents, and it turned out quite well. But during the class, with all of the baking that went on, we ended up with a flour fight. And we laughed. One of the girls threw flour at the other girls, and they just screamed and went, ooh! And I said, well, what are you doing? Why aren't you fighting back? So I grabbed a hold of the girl that was throwing the flour, and I said, all right, get her. And all the other girls started grabbing flour and just inundated us with flour. It was quite a cleanup.
That sounds like fun. I was going to say, I hope cleanup, you know, was just as much fun as, but yeah, it's the way to do it. I've learned from my mom, like this is the second Christmas without my mom. My mom died, and it's, been kind of, so sometimes the holidays get a little serious because we all miss her. She was the one who kind of cooked, and we all would go over there and bring something. So, but now we're holding her, like, I feel like she's with us, like her, she's an angel here with us, and she's always telling us in the kitchen, lighten up, you know, come on, don't worry about the mess, you know, have fun, just enjoy making the food, enjoy. So that is so good to just, like, forget, like, you know, that. So what if it's a mess? So what if you have to clean up? I mean, the joy is like, wow, you're getting to just celebrate and be, make a meal together. And, you know, the kids are going to add their own things, and we probably will have some interesting. So who knows? Maybe we'll have some kind of I better not say food fight too loud because the kids, they're right here. They might say, okay. So,
One of the other things that we did is when the girls got together before the class started, because there was so much energy in the room. I mean, they would just arrived and it was a Saturday and everybody was all excited and lively, and I needed them to focus a little bit, you know. So we'd stand in a circle and I would tell them to imagine that there was this, actually a vortex, a swimming pool, if you will, in the circle, and in that circle there were a bunch of piranha fish, and all they had to do was take all the stuff from the week that they got upset about or angry about or hurt feelings or whatever it was that they didn't want, and they could throw it into that swimming pool. And, oh my God, look at the piranha jump. Oh, they're grabbing a hold of it.
That's a great idea. I love that. Yeah, yep. And we can do that. The grown ups, we can do that too, because I'm pretty sure we have more stuff to even throw in there. But we'll have to try that one. I like that.
It was fun. Everybody really enjoyed that one.
I like the way you guys are. All the different memories of the holidays is really, it's really cool. It's cool to hear that how you're enjoying yours in a, like, kind of silent and sacred space, and how Barbara is having, like, you know, she has a lot of energy and the kids and kind of, you know, more, you know, a lot more going on, but it's still, like, neat that you guys are just sharing that each so different, but they can each be so, like, soul-filled. So I'm so happy that I got to get to the show today, and I was waiting to call you, and then I heard that you read the poem, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's just perfect timing. This is great. I'm happy to connect with you beautiful ladies. I wish you guys so much success with your show. And there's the little one. He says hi.
They're cheering us on as well. Thank you, Tracy, and your children.
Oh, I just much, much love to you both. Much love and happy holidays.
Thank you, and you too, Tracy.
Enjoy the food fight.
Bye-bye. We're going to have a food fight. you take care. I love you guys.
Hi, Mommy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, I have an advantage here. Because I am sitting in northern Germany, it's 9:30 in the evening, so my children are tucked away in bed safely and they're asleep, so I don't have the challenge of having them outside my office where I work and running in and talking to you all on the radio here. But it's fun. That's exactly what I'm experiencing when my kids are up. There's never a quiet moment in the kitchen, which is really good because it's so enjoyable having children around, because they just enjoy life, every moment of it. And my children, when they get up, they're up, and they're up all day until they go to sleep.
Well, Barbara, I have a question for you. I'd like you to think about and tell us, what is one of your absolutely favorite Christmas memories? While you're thinking about it, I'm going to tell you one of mine.
Okay.
I was probably 5 years old, maybe 5 or 6 years old. And we lived with, my mother's name was Dorothy, and we lived with another woman whose name was Dorothy. And each of the Dorothys had two kids. So they always sign their Christmas cards the two dots and the four dashes. Well, one year, and then we had all kinds of family come over. So somebody, I don't remember who, somebody slept on the sofa bed in the living room. And I remember as a child sitting on the end of that sofa bed at Christmas morning, and we were opening presents. And I got a Tiny Tears doll, you know, that cried and wet. And I was very excited about that. And I got this great big baby doll that was as big as a baby. And I was excited about that. But the biggest thing had to do with my bride doll, because a couple of months before that, my mother had gotten angry with me. And she chased me around the house. And this was a three-story house. And I ran up the stairs as fast as my fat little legs would take me. And I was pumping along the hallway. And she's right behind me holding a yardstick in her hand. And she lifted that yardstick. And she swung. And when she did, she cut the head off my bride doll. And The two of us stood there. And we looked at each other in horror. And I called her a murderer. And she felt really terrible. And she ended up, apparently, that's all I remember about that incident. But on Christmas morning, there was my bride doll with a brand new head and new clothes and a little cupboard to hang her clothes in. And of course, the old bride doll, I had washed her hair in perfume, so she was, she really had pretty ugly hair. So my new doll had ringlets and all kinds of other stuff. And I sat there on the bed, on the end of this bed, holding the doll and rocking back and forth, and crying. And one of my uncles said to me, "Well, Jan, don't you like the doll? What's the matter?" And I said, "I'm just so happy." So that's been one of my favorite Christmas memories for all these years. How about you? Did you come up with one?
Well, I'm not really so wild about Christmas, but the best memory that I have is, that's 3 years ago, really, when it was the 17th of December, when my husband and me were thinking about going on a dive holiday the next spring and everything else, and I said, we might have to change plans because happy Christmas, I'm pregnant. So much for the dive holiday. We never done that so far. We have a beautiful son instead. So that was a really nice Christmas present that we made that we gave to each other, really. And it's a child of love, you know. It's just, I mean, Christmas, I haven't really made up my mind about my perfect personal Christmas so far, because I'm going with the flow every year. And then family situations come up and we get invited somewhere or we invite people over. So it's always happening somehow, but I don't spend much planning on it or organizing on it. And that's the best way for me, really. And I can't even remember that Christmas, what we were doing that Christmas. But I can remember that was the news and that was the Christmas present. And of course, last year, on the 23rd of December, I made myself a really nice Christmas present by signing my first author contract, my first writer's contract. And when I had that in my hand, I was very happy about that Christmas present that I made myself. But celebrating Christmas, not really such a big thing for me personally.
So what was the contract? You signed the contract?
For my first book.
And what's your book? What is your book?
It's an ebook, and so far it only exists in German. So I don't really have a title for it in English yet. It's been a project that's been boiling and bubbling over the past 12 months because, it is quite interesting to grow into the feeling of being a published author. And over the last 12 months, my focus changed completely towards the international market. So what was boiling for a while was that my mind wanted to translate everything into English so that I could publish it for the international market. Somewhere along the way, I decided it's okay. I'll just leave it. It'll come up when it's ready, because I know that a literal translation won't work. So the title of the German book is Project Freedom, And it's about personal freedom, the way I experience it, and the way I support others in experiencing their personal freedom through my coaching and readings.
Well, so Gabriel's standing here behind me and saying it's time.
Thanks, Gabriel.
So you better start working on that, because it's time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, boss. So is there any other messages from Gabriel coming in today, Jen?
Not yet. I just have been kind of waiting, and actually I've been listening and laughing, so I'll have to think about that, a little sit and think. So you want to talk for a minute while I sit back?
I was actually thinking about offering a visualization for our listeners. I was talking about what I call the rainbow bridge, when it comes to connecting on a heart-to-heart or soul-to-soul basis with people. And I was thinking today, because it's about laughter for the soul, what's behind it is the connection to our own soul, really. So I was thinking maybe I could lead you all into a quick visualization about connecting with your own soul through that rainbow bridge. So if you want to just lean back, relax, if you can, close your eyes. Obviously not if you're driving your car right now. And just listen to my voice, calm down your breathing, and imagine that the pure energy and the pure love that comes from your heart creates a rainbow bridge, a bridge made of rainbow colors, as solid as it is for your heart and your soul to walk across, and for you to walk across. And have a look around if you can envision this rainbow bridge. I have a picture in my mind for my own rainbow bridge here, but I don't want to spoil your own picture, really. So it's made of light, obviously, and it's still very solid, this bridge. And it can lead you with your heart and your soul to the other side of whatever you want to see and whatever you want to connect with. And in this case, it is strengthening the connection with your own soul. So how is that possible? You're standing on the one side, you're in your heart, you're in your soul, and you're walking across the bridge, and there's your soul standing there. I'm getting a very clear picture of a very happy, joyful soul that is smiling and opening his or her arms to welcome you, and is very happy that you are reaching out to connect with your soul and to strengthen this connection. And this is something that can be ongoing. So if you get this picture, and if you get a clear picture, just look at this picture on your inner TV screen, really. Enjoy the picture and just breathe it all in and burn it into your memory, because this is such a beautiful picture that you are standing there connecting with your soul. And you can invite your soul to come back over the rainbow bridge to where you are standing in physical form, and to join you in your everyday life in a very conscious way, as if you have your soul standing next to you, holding your hand and walking with you through your life. Now, for today, for tonight, and for the next day, maybe for the rest of your life. And the more conscious you can remember this picture, the faster your soul will be there for you and will connect with you and make sure that there is laughter for your soul and from your soul and with your soul every day from now on.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you. I'm touched myself here. Thanks, Spirit. That obviously was guided by Spirit.
Yes, that is very beautiful. And while you were talking about that, I was letting images flow and seeing what was coming through. And one of the things that did is a memory that of something that I read one time, and that I found really helpful, is that when we are not in physical form, we are all the colors of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. And when you think of that, of allowing yourself to, I mean, I went out and got some of those Christmas lights and put them in a crystal vase so that they were reflective and they're really beautiful to just remind me that that's who I am when I'm not in physical form. I am this light that's of all colors. And the other thing is to remember, particularly at this time of year when things are, as we've talked about, a little bit tense, and maybe the connections with other people around us are less than ideal, but to remember that when we are in spirit form, we are very probably best friends and lovers and people who've gone back, or spirits who've gone back for lifetime after lifetime, loving each other and wanting to become to forward together into each life with each other. So when you're having trouble with somebody, when you're feeling those tension, rather than responding on a physical level, to close your eyes, turn your back if you have to, but close your eyes and connect your spirit to their spirit and saying simply, hello, I recognize you, I love you, thank you for being here. And then take a deep breath, and then you can open your eyes and allow that feeling of love to continue to flow through you as you're dealing with the people around you on a day-by-day basis. And it's something that you can do as often as you need to or often as you want to, and it really will have an amazing effect. I can guarantee that one.
And you build a very, very nice bridge to our topic for next week, reading here. Thank you, Jen. Because on December 26th, yes, we're airing one day after Christmas, our topic is be gentle with yourself. Because the one thing is going to a soul level and connecting with somebody else on a soul level and being gentle and in love. And the even more important and vital thing is to be gentle with ourselves, especially in times of challenges and tension. So, yeah, that's going to be our topic for December the 26th. And then we will be live again on January 2nd. We'll be welcoming the new year, and we would love to talk to you about connecting with spirit, how we do it, how you can do it, how everybody can do it in a really simple way and in a really satisfying way and in a supporting way.
You know, that's interesting, because so often you hear that people are, oh, I'd love to be able to do what you do. But you know what? You can. Every person can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. And then on January 9th, we're going to have our first live guest on the show, Marita Rollenbeck. Marita is a soul mentor, and she'll share with us the magic of sacred symbols. The plan is to have at least one live guest every month, and we're lining up more guests for you already. Barbara, who are some of those other guests?
In February, we have Catrice Jackson. And do I recall this correct, that it's going to be something about getting naked?
Getting naked with Catrice. Yes.
And then we have Vicky Licorice and Deborah Carter from the UK coming to us in February also. And there's going to be talk about the women's retreat that we're going to do together in spring next year.
All right. Well, we want to thank you all for being here with us today and for witnessing the joy of our co-creation. We'd love to end this show with an affirmation for yourself. I allow myself to laugh wholeheartedly every day. Have a joyful Christmas, and let's stay in touch. Connect with us on our websites, www.janrevel.com. and www.barbarapatterson.info, and through Facebook. And remember to stay in the love. Soul blessings to each and every one. Mm-hmm.